Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Meditate with Neelam, heard here on the third Tuesday of the month. Neelam left her job in the corporate world to search for a more fulfilling life, becoming a unique healing channel. Neelam is able to identify the root cause of the emotional trauma stored in cellular memories. Neelam helps her clients heal and release emotional wounds in their cellular memories. Please welcome Neelam back to News for the Soul.
Hello, my lovelies, and welcome to Divine Love Transmissions with Neelam. I'm coming to you live from London in the UK, and it is Tuesday the 15th of October. And on this show, as many of you know, we bring you energy updates, group meditations, wisdom and healing from across the veil as we look at topics of compassion, of love, of balance, of unity and oneness. So a big hug to our regular listeners and a very warm welcome to our new listeners if you've just joined us. For those who are new, I am a spiritual alchemist, a healer and a channel, and I transmute and transform energy, trauma, emotional imprints, old belief patterns and programs that get stuck and trapped in the physical, emotional, mental and energy body. So by removing the imbalanced emotions and emotional charge of memories, we can start to bring the body into balance and back into alignment, and also awaken our soul gifts that lie deeply hidden in our DNA, in our cellular memories. So by lifting out the denser emotions, we start to activate our truth and our soul identity. So on this show, I bring through many beautiful beings, and if you've joined me in previous months, we've had many divine feminine goddesses coming through. We've had Mother Gaia, we've had Goddess Lakshmi and Aphrodite and all kinds of, and Mother Teresa. So lots of beautiful messages coming through from them. As we are in a phase of awakening our hearts to deeper love, to compassion, to unity consciousness, and they're all coming through to give us their wisdom, their messages, and also to open our hearts to exploring love in deeper ways. So today we have the Tree Collective, and I've been wanting to channel them for a while actually. I've been talking about them since the summer. And I spent a lot of time in August. August was a very big month of change and renewal. And I found myself in the forest a lot in August. And the trees, they started to talk to me, and they talked about unity consciousness and coming together. And there was just so much love and so much magical energy coming from them that I said that I would actually sit down and channel them. So we have the trees with us today, and the energy is just beautiful, and I really want you to feel their energy in the meditation today, okay? So before we start the show, a huge thank you to our online sponsor, Holy Cow Home. That's holycowhome.co.uk. She's an online business for home interiors, soft furnishings, crystals and jewelry, and lots of authentic trinkets, and also authentic teas that she serves. She, at the moment, is very busy arranging a huge community event for Diwali, which is the Festival of Lights. And it's really lovely what she's doing right now in October and the energy of the trees for October, because the Festival of Lights is all about light, and it's about uniting the people from all backgrounds and all faiths to come together and unite to celebrate. To celebrate light over darkness, celebrate unity, celebrate family and connection. And this is what the trees are all about. They're all about unity, family, coming together, oneness. And so what Poonam is doing in her community in Aylesbury, which is about 10 miles outside of central London, is that she's bringing together different communities from different backgrounds just to celebrate oneness, community, and just celebrate humanity. So it's really beautiful, and I know how busy she is and how hard she's working. So I wish her all the best this weekend. So if you are interested, that's www.holycowhome.co.uk, and it's this Saturday, October the 19th. So it's all listed on her website. You can have a look. So a quick energy update before we start our meditation and we start talking to the trees. We've just had the 10-10 gateway. So October is all about new beginnings. It's about new directions, new paths, new chapters in our lives. And September, we were closing many chapters. So it was a number 9 month. There was a lot of closure. There was a lot of purging going up until September. But the energy this month is about focus. It's about new direction. It's about being very specific about how you spend your energy, being very conscious and aware of where you are spreading your energy, and focusing on what you want to create in your life, what you desire, what you want to prioritize, and what is important to you to focus on. So we have the 10-10 gateway, so there's a lot of new frequencies of light coming onto the planet. Again, it's opening up new creative ideas, new directions, new opportunities. And the full moon on Sunday was also very intense and very strong, so it made us take a very deep dive into our emotions and who we are in our core. So we are being asked to connect even deeper to what we represent, what we are about, to embrace our light, to shine brighter, and to come out of hiding, to understand what really ignites our soul and fires up our flame, internal flame. And the message, and you know, I have a YouTube channel, you can check the messages on there. It's called Neela Minocha. But the messages that I keep receiving at the moment is, cut, step out, come out, shine your light. No more hiding, unite, come together. And the trees have similar messages, so I'm going to be reading shortly what the trees have for us, what wisdom they want to impart to us. So this last quarter is going to be very amplified and accelerated. So we have the next big gateway is on 11-11 and then 12-12. So this last quarter is just going to, the lessons are going to be amplified, the patterns are going to be amplified. We are going to be pushed into where we are meant to be. And it's actually preparing us for 2020 to 2022, which are the biggest massive change years on planet Earth. And you're going to see big changes in the weather. You're going to see transformational change in politics, in infrastructures, old systems just crumbling, being broken down, and the building of new structures towards unity consciousness and people coming together. As more and more souls awaken on the planet, the awareness and the consciousness rises. And so individuals and groups will not tolerate what they're seeing on the earth anymore. So it's going to be a kind of a love revolution, in the sense that people taking to the streets, and already we are seeing marches in front of government buildings. People are not going to tolerate. Children are going to speak up. Future generations are going to have a say about what's happening in the world, because it affects their future. And they're starting to wake up and take note and speak up about climate change, and speak up about, you know, separation and agriculture and all kinds of things. So there's going to be a lot more awareness on the planet. There's going to be a lot more people vocalizing their views, not being afraid to speak, bringing people together. So again, the power is in the people. And we forget that the power is in the people. And when people stand together and unite, that group intention, that group mind creates something in the physical. So it's an idea, a thought, a focus, an energy you put out into the quantum field that then starts to take form, and then it will be seen in the physical. But it's about coming together, bringing new ideas, innovative ideas, new techniques and technologies that are here to take the world forward towards a new earth. And I've just channeled Dolores Cannon on YouTube, and it's just such a beautiful message that she said, new earth is in sight, and you are all here to witness and experience this, but it means coming together, shining your bright light, merging into oneness, and standing together as a force. So you can have a listen to that. So this morning I was really busy with paperwork and I knew I had to get outside and be with the trees before I started to channel them. And I was sitting at my desk and it was midday and I still hadn't got out. And then I hear this voice in my ear says, go outside. So I said, okay, I'm going. I grabbed my jacket, I went to the park, which is literally at the end of my road. And it's a beautiful park where I walk every day. And I knew I just had to connect with the trees before I channeled them. And what they wanted me to do, so they've channeled a whole load of information, which I'm going to read out to you. But they want me to read out this information first before we go into the meditation. So they want to start bringing their energy through. So as I start to speak from them, you will start to feel their energy if you are sensitive to energy. So there are two types of trees that I've been connecting with over the summer, and both came through today. And they were the redwoods, and the redwoods are just so majestic. They are so tall, and they are a deep red in color. And I went to the New Forest here in England, and they are just stunning trees. I also had the cedars of God come through, and these are very ancient trees on the planet, but they also wanted to come through and speak to us. So I'm going to start first with the redwoods, and this is their message to us here on Earth. You are all here, and you're all from different backgrounds. You have different skin colors on the outside, but you are all the same within. You all have a heart, you have organs, you have blood running through your veins. The same red blood. We may all look different on the outside, but we understand that we are all one. We invite you to walk amongst us. We are here. We love you. We watch you have your picnics. We love to see the children playing hide and seek around us. It brings us great joy to hear their innocent and pure laughter. There is the path of duality which says this way or that, but we say it can be this way and that. And we show you a third door which says you can embrace both with compassion and love and acceptance of life lessons playing out and create unity, peace, and harmony in your world. We ask you to observe us here in the forest and how majestic we stand in our own individuality and truth, towering above in the skies, deep braved and glistening in the sunlight. We are very proud of who we are and what we represent. We are deeply rooted in our truth and our power, and there is no competition here or judgment. We all reach for the light. Some of us are small and some are big, but we all find our way and we grow in our own unique ways. People come and sit on us. They play around us. They hug us. The children climb us. The birds sit on our branches. The squirrels, they run at 100 miles per hour. And the woodpeckers pecking away like a drum. We are open to all and embrace all with our hearts. You are all welcome in our space because our hearts are big enough for all. We receive nourishment from Gaia, our Earth Mother. She provides our needs and there's always enough. We are fed unconditionally and we never go without. We have deep respect for our mother, as without her, we would not be here. We stay rooted and connected to her soul and her soil at all times for our nourishment. We urge you to do the same. Keep your roots nourished at all times by Gaia, our Earth Mother. Enjoy and have gratitude for all the goodness she provides. the delicious fruits that grow on her trees, the medicines that are extracted from our bark. Everything here on earth is in ample supply, and it is a blessing to be here. We ask you to distribute it so that there is enough for all. It just needs to be balanced, nurtured, and respected. We live on a very beautiful planet. Mother Earth is beautiful. We truly feel privileged to live upon her, so much so that we have a prayer that we say daily. O Mother of all, bless us with your abundant heart. If we stray from our truth, help us find our way back. We are blessed and beyond grateful to have a place here in your heart. You hold us in comfort, in love, and provide for our needs unconditionally. You hold us in comfort, you hold us in love, and you provide for all of our needs. We are witnessed and loved in your presence. All are welcome in your heart. With abundant blessings and deep gratitude to our great Mother Gaia. When you feel grounded or lost, dear ones, come to the forest and breathe. Be still and receive. Here you will find balance. You will find solace. Walk amongst us and hear us whisper, we love you. We ask you to trust, to surrender, and let go. We are here. Release your tears, your pain, your sadness. We are here and we love you. We observe all emotions. We feel all. We absorb it all. And we simply give you our unconditional love to help balance your heart and your soul. If you hug us, listen with your heart, and you will hear us whisper, we love you, to let go and trust. We remind you that we are one. We remind you to hand over your heaviness, and we will transform it to love. We may look different from the outside, but yet we are the same. We all have a heart. We all have a soul. And we are all energy. And that was a beautiful message from the Redwoods. Now the Cedars of God have a message for us. High above the land we stand, we are ancient ones upon the earth. Many lifetimes we have seen. We are some of the oldest trees on the earth, dating back thousands of years. And yet stand united together, embracing our roots. We have seen wars, we have seen fighting, we have seen heartache and bloodshed. We have heard the cries of the people suffering, and still united we stand. Our canopies protecting our loved ones from the scorching sun, our love for humanity. We hold in our arms, we are the Cedars of God. We rise to the light, we embrace our brothers and sisters. We stand for peace and harmony, unity and oneness, and deep respect for Gaia, our Earth Mother. We all come from the same roots, we are all part of the Earth. Embrace one another. Hold peace and the intention of peace, and open your arms, open your hearts to each other, beyond color or creed, beyond religion or breed. Let go of competition and greed, for it creates further separation. Embrace unity and you will find solace and love, connection and support in every way. They also remind us to have a greater respect for all of life. They say that it is important to understand the cycle of life, as all have their place here on planet Earth, to have respect for each other, the animal kingdom, the plant life, the environment, the ecosystems, as all make up the circle of life. If one component is missing, the circle becomes incomplete. Respect, honor for this truth, and greater knowledge and understanding is needed by humanity. A coming together to no longer allow destruction, but to focus on regeneration, to think about the future generations, the quality of the air for your children and their children, to plant trees and not burn or destruct, to teach humanity that ultimately everyone is affected by such short-term decisions. They ask us to think about sustainability. They say think long-term, think of ways to help the earth stay nourished and not diminished. You are all powerful in numbers. Our forests are so grand because we stand united together in oneness, and our presence is felt by all. As you come together, your strength will be felt in numbers, by joining hands, by joining your hearts and your minds to bring better days for the planet. You together will bring peace, harmony, and regeneration. And that was a beautiful message today as I walked in the park. And, you know, we can connect with the trees. And they say that usually we connect with them when we are suffering or when we are experiencing something. But if you go and hug a tree, you will just feel the vibration of love running through your veins, through your body. Trees are high frequency and vibration. And just by being near them, it lifts our vibration. It balances our energy field. It balances our vibration. It lifts our mood. And we come back a lot more centered and a lot more balanced. And during this time, actually, nature is very, very important for our bodies. Very, very important and nurturing for our soul. Because as these light frequencies come in, it can throw us off our center. And I'm finding I'm spending a lot more time in nature at the moment because it just grounds me. You know, when you've got so much energy coming in from the crown, you need to ground yourself in the earth. So it's important to stay connected in from the top, from your head, and also from your feet. And in today's meditation, we'll be doing that so that you know how to center yourself and connect with the earth. So we're going to get you ready now for the meditation. And I'm going to be playing some of my beautiful bowls, which are crystal alchemy bowls. And they represent the energy of unconditional love. But I'll be playing them intermittently through the meditation. So if you just all get yourself comfortable into your space. And we're going to play some nice music. This is your time to receive. And this month is all about new chapters, new beginnings, new connections, and new pathways. So just centering yourself and starting to breathe into your body now. Bringing nice, long, deep breaths down into your stomach. Meditation is a great tool to just center yourself. It's an act of self-love when we become aware of what's going on in our mind and the mental chatter. We become aware of our emotions and what's going on, what feelings we are experiencing. We become aware of our limiting beliefs and what's holding us back from experiencing joy. It is a sacred space to connect with the universe and Mother Earth. So just with your eyes closed, and focusing on your breathing, and becoming aware of what's playing out in your life right now. Bringing the oxygen and the air into your solar plexus. Your power center. Reconnecting with your truth and who you are within your soul. The soul that wants freedom and wants to express its love. Wants lightness and joy, pure presence, pure love. That's what we are within. So as you settle into your space now, I want you to imagine that you are a tree. I want you to imagine that you are deeply rooted to Mother Earth. And I want you to imagine your roots just intertwining and going deep, deep into the soil and the earth's core. Let your roots spread out wide. So wide that nothing can destabilize you or rock you. Just visualize this for a few moments. And imagine if it rains, or if there are storms, or hurricanes, or strong winds. But I want you to see yourself as a tree, as you remain deeply rooted. And no challenge can knock you down, or push you over. Dig your roots deep into Gaia and ask for light from Father Sun, and feel that light coming from the top of your crown as you connect to Source. And as we wrap ourselves in the love in the unconditional love of the trees and their beautiful frequency of unity consciousness. I want you to imagine all of your cares, your challenges, just melting away in this space. They ask us to open our arms to unity. Imagine yourself opening your arms. Opening your arms to unity and the energy of unity. Becoming one with your heart. Becoming one with your mind. Becoming one with your body. Becoming one with your spirit. Becoming one with the people around you. Becoming one with the animal kingdom, the elementals, the crystal and the mineral kingdom. Becoming one with humanity, the universe, and all that exists. And just feel that energy of oneness. Feel that energy of support and love. No longer separate, but deeply connected from the top of your crown to the base of your feet. Asking for higher assistance and higher guidance. And asking Mother Earth to nurture and nourish your roots. To transform all of your pain to love, to decompose of what is no longer required in your life, to regenerate it, and turn it into fertile energy and compost. Remembering the cycle of life and the circle of life. Let us surrender in this space to our challenges, our suffering, our pain. Let us open up our arms to our lessons. And embrace it all, as this and that are true. Light and dark are true. Lessons and growth are true. In this space, all is accepted as part of the human journey and experience to merge back into oneness. One has to experience duality to know what unity feels like. One has to experience pain to experience what joy feels like. One has to experience the dark in order to know what light feels like. the duality of life, this and that, both are real. We cannot bypass our emotions, we cannot bypass the shadow. There is light in every shadow, in every experience. Can we embrace both and merge back into oneness? I'd like you to breathe in life, breathe in oxygen, breathe into those painful places in your body and soul. I'd like you to breathe life into your challenges, to breathe in life into your emotions. All of it is true and real. So accepting all of it starts the journey of healing. Accepting all of it and giving forgiveness to the self starts the journey of healing. To remember that we are the observers, the researchers, the explorers, here to experience human life. We are one. We are here. And we come here to ease your pain, dear one. Come sit and be with us. Come sit and breathe. We can help you find the balance that you seek in the stillness, and out of the chaos you will find answers. Allowing your emotions to just rise as we hold you in love, ready to embrace a new chapter in your life as you raise your vibration and frequency. In every dark moment and challenge, you stand at a threshold to step further into the light, breaking cycles and breaking down patterns so that you can shine your bright light again. The light and dark, they are teachers. As the sun sets and the forest becomes dark, we reflect. We become still, we observe, we see all that our eyes have witnessed and our heart has felt, and that all that has come before us. We sit and we see things from a deeper perspective, and we rest. Rest is important for growth. Silence and rest, recharging all of our senses and our body to awaken anew with new perspective to start the day. You see, in every dark moment, we have the opportunity to recreate. Every caterpillar that goes into its cocoon will emerge a butterfly. In the darkness, we create a new day with a renewed perspective and deeper introspection, more open and more ready to embrace the light and love that is around us. We have to let go of our skin, our old selves, our old shells to receive. We have to open and heal. We have to face the darkness to see the light again. The key is to remember that the light always follows the darkness. After every night, it is day. After every sunset, there is sunrise. We ask you to flow with the cycles of life, and all can be understood. All can be nourished with love, and all can be moved through with grace and gratitude and ease. We ask you to nourish your roots in nature, to go outdoors, to connect, and to know that you are not alone here, that we can help you. Simply ask and we will guide you and whisper to your soul, we are here. We often see you in your sadness, feeling lost. And that's often when you reach out to us and hug us. When you put your head and your heart against us, dear ones, we will absorb all your sorrows and pain. We are here to support you. We cannot tell you this more or enough. We are here to support you as we remember that we are not separate, that we all have a soul, we all have a heart, we are all energy, frequency, and vibration. Just allow this beautiful energy to flow through you, hold you. To kiss your forehead. To be held in their loving arms. To feel their heartbeat against yours. To feel supported by their trunk, strong, loving, and deeply rooted. feel their embrace, to feel their shade from your challenges. Sit amongst them and feel their love. Just by connecting in this space, you will feel their love in abundance. Your heart will feel them. Your cells will recognize them for its frequency and vibration and unconditional love. I'm going to just repeat their little message and their prayer in our meditation. O Mother of all, bless us with your abundant heart. If we stray from the truth, help us find our way back. We are blessed and beyond grateful to have a place here in your heart. You hold us in comfort. You hold us in love. And you provide for all of our needs unconditionally. We are witnessed and loved in your presence. All are welcome in your heart, with abundant blessings and deep gratitude to our great mother, Gaia. And if you are dealing with anything that is challenging you right now, or if you are on the brink of a new discovery or a new path, and you're feeling overwhelmed, just ask in this space for guidance. Feel the love of the beautiful trees all around you. Imagine you're one of them in the forest, standing tall, majestic, unique. So beautiful. So strong. Reaching up for the light, and your roots deeply grounded in the earth, intertwining with your brothers and sisters and their roots, making you even stronger. Feel that feeling of unity, of strength. No longer separate or alone or isolated, but connected, together, supported. And if ever you feel alone, imagine this image of being a tree in the forest. Hear the laughter of the children playing, families having picnics, squirrels climbing, the birds chirping, the woodpecker drumming, the sun beaming and glistening as it shines through the leaves, and the earth nourishing your roots become a tree, majestic and strong and beautiful. And just breathe into your body. Breathe in life. Breathe in unconditional love. Remember to nourish and nurture your body, to take care of your vessel. For your spirit and your soul lives within. Your spirit and your soul having a human experience through you. Raising the vibration of the body will help to connect your spirit and your soul with you as you merge into oneness. And you remember in your roots who you are within. A being of pure love, pure vibration, your presence, light and free. Slowly becoming aware of your body now. Becoming aware of your breath and just noticing whether it's calmer. Becoming aware of your heartbeat. And slowly bringing yourself back into your body now. And slowly bringing you back into this space. That you are always loved and never forgotten, and you are always supported in every way. So coming back into this space now, fully aligned and fully present, fully aligned and fully present, bringing you back now. And we thank the beautiful trees for their presence in our meditation today, and also their beautiful messages. And you can do this meditation at any time. It's in the archives on my page, so If ever you're feeling a bit lost or ungrounded, just go to this meditation or any of the meditations that are there, and they will just help to give you the messages that you need to receive at that point in time. We are always divinely guided on our path, and the messages come when we need to hear them the most. So connect with the trees. They are here, they are loving, they are present, and they really wanted to speak to us today. So I'm so glad that we got this opportunity to connect with them. So please make sure you have some water after this session. And emotions will come up because these are healing meditations, and they are transmissions of love, higher frequency love into the body. So as we bring in this love, we release the denser energy. So things do come up after the meditations, and just to be aware of what's leaving your body, and it settles in a day or two. So just allow it to move through you. Okay, we're just releasing from the cells. So if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me on www.neelamminocha.com. If you have anything that you want assistance with, all of my sessions are listed on my website, and I can help you with anything. If you're stuck, if you want to understand your soul on a deeper level, if you want to understand what's coming ahead of you, I'm able to see your soul, who you've been, what you've done in past lifetimes, and to just assist you in clearing what no longer needs to be in your body so that you can find your flow again and reconnect with your truth. I'll be in Los Angeles on the 1st to the 3rd of November in Wanderlust Hollywood for Sacred Science of Sound. That's www.sacredsciencesound.com. And we have a special guest on the three-day series, which is Janae Aiko, and she's coming on board to sing her modern day mantra. So we're really looking forward to having her there. But you can see Lee Harris, Dr. Sue Mortar, Geraldine Glass, Eileen McCusick, and Barry Goldstein, myself, and Dr. Levitin. So we're going to be talking about sound and energy medicine, and sound and energy medicine is the future of tomorrow. So we are bringing in new techniques, new pioneering tools to help humanity move forward and move beyond suffering. So I'll be doing transmissions on the Saturday and the Sunday, and we'll be raising the frequency of the body to open up to new flow and transformation. So I'll also be doing a live transmission from Mount Shasta, and all the details will be on my website, so you can have a look if you want to connect in and receive a transmission from me from Mount Shasta. I will see you next month at the same time, same place, and that is on the third Tuesday of the month. It's going to be my last show here on Use for the Soul, and I'm going to be bringing through the energy of the Divine Mother. So she says that unconditional love is the greatest healer for the soul. So we're going to be bringing her through. And just, I want to give an abundant blessing and my deep gratitude for the time I've had here and the experiences we've had together. I am always grateful for every experience, and I'd like to just bring through the Divine Mother to channel her deep unconditional love on my final show. So I look forward to seeing you next month. I send you my heartfelt blessings and my love. And if you are struggling, reach out to someone. There's always someone out there to assist you. And people are going to be struggling as they wake up. Many are experiencing depression and, you know, all kinds of things. So it's an awakening. It's the universe is trying to align you to where you're meant to be heading. So listen in your stillness, listen in your silence, connect with someone that you trust, that you can, who can hold that space and compassionate space to listen to you and what you're going through. I love you. I'm here for you. If you need to reach out, reach out. We're all here for you. Okay. So I will see you next month. I send you huge love and gratitude, and see you next month at the same time, third Tuesday of the month. Bye for now. Thank you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.